This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
We ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live back here on The Drive, 440 on a Wednesday. You know what that means. That means we are joined by B. Scott, Brandon Scott. You can catch all his work, sportsradio610.com, as well as all over the station throughout the weeks. All right, Brandon, this feels like the lowest point that we have been since D'Amico has taken over. At this point, we've got people... to me, the biggest story has been Bobby Slowick and where people have gone on Bobby Slowick. People talking about wanting him fired, wanting him to move on, all of this and that. From what you've watched and what you're covering and even also with what you're hearing and how they're handling this, what's the sense that you get inside the building of how they feel about Bobby Slowick, right? Like, we've got a sense and understanding of how they felt about Kenyon Green, they benched him. What's the sense you get they feel inside the building about Bobby Slowick?
So the best quote and the best thing to reference and to think back on is Joe Mixon after that game where he's talking about we got to start playing to win and not playing not to lose or something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing there, but that's essentially what he was saying. That those are the vibes, and I don't think that there is a lack of confidence or that they've lost confidence within the building. Certainly what we hear and the fan base and even here at the station, like, we got questions, serious questions about the play calling, the scheme fit with the personnel, like, what you want to do. Did y'all ultimately acquire dudes that can execute what you want to do? Like, that's a big question for the team right now. But in terms of Bobby Slowick himself, I think there's still a level of confidence in him. It's just a matter of, hey, we got to adjust to the personnel that we've got, and we've got to figure out a way to get our head out of our keister at the end of the games. Like, this inability to score points in the second half, it's not just like a one-off type of thing. It's a trend. It's not an anomaly now. It's a trend, and it's a problem. And so it's more of, hey, let's kick it in gear, as opposed to we got to make changes. Because the reality is, and Clint, you can understand this too, like, you can change play callers all you want, but it's going to be roughly the same, like, for the most part. Like, I don't think it's going to be significantly different if you go to the next guy, because the playbook is roughly the same, and it's still mostly the same people that have input into what they're doing. So it's just a matter of making that adjustment and doing your job better.
Yeah, I think there's the bullheadedness and the resistance to changing what you were trying to do. The thought of, like, hey, we don't even know who we are and what we're good at until, like, week 8, week 9, right? Like, that's what's killed Bobby Slowick. Like, that, like, Bobby not responding in a timely fashion the way he did last year to the offensive line being injured immediately. To him, week 1, I remember him saying, man, I started too fast, put too much on these guys' plate. We got to pull it back. We got to do something different. The O-line gets injured. Then they get healthy. The receivers get injured. Then they get healthy. Like, they responded to everything. And I think the big thing they responded to was having a rookie quarterback. They protected him all year long. And everything went into that style of play. And we heard all the talk about being more aggressive from the beginning of training camp. They signed a Steph Diggs, paid him $22 million. Yeah. Obviously, they were going to try to be more aggressive, right? The fact that it took him 8 weeks to realize, like, for whatever reason, this offense is not going to be able to continue to call those same plays and survive. It's just not. It's got to change, right? And so there was significant change, and I'm going somewhere with this, like to your point of like changing the play caller. It literally looked like Sunday night that it was a different play caller than the first 8 weeks, 9 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
Like it looked like a different play caller based on how he was approaching the game. So you got a different play caller, right? This was a different story of just the moment was too big. You messed the bed with a big time opportunity on your plate. And it was, to me, it was more on the players at this point in time than it was necessarily the play caller. But
yeah, because see, the thing is, Bobby Slowick is the big topic, and I think that's just kind of the not scapegoat.
Oh, God, he is.
Yeah, well, because there are some legitimate criticisms, but it's sort of the pile on. Because if you look at it, kind of the Clint's point, play calling was not the issue, the reason why they coughed up that game to the Lions.
Right.
It was missed opportunities. It was, hey, you got the ball first and goal on the 3-yard line because you got this really good nicely schemed up play and Joe Mixon being a badass, getting you the ball first and goal on the 3-yard line and you come away with a field goal. But it's all, let's celebrate because it's 10-0 Texans and you're up on the Lions. But that's a missed opportunity.
Yep.
And it comes to bite you at the end. Missing field goals. Obviously, like, you know, it's a long field goal, but that's another example. And then, of course, when we start talking about the turnovers from C.J. Stroud, one of which was very uncharacteristic, like the one that you've been talking about, Ron. It's the one that stands out to everybody. It's like,
I think they both were, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. They were fair enough. So all of that is, okay, what is Bobby Slowick supposed to do about that exactly? How do you scheme around lack of execution on basic things that were supposed to work out in your favor?
I think Bobby has definitely reached the point of when it goes wrong, it's him. When it goes well, it's CJ, it's the Joe, players, Rico. It's Joe. Like, it's not in, like, you don't think of like, oh boy, look at those big plays, that touchdown he schemed up or he did. I think he has reached that point. And now listening to you guys talk, and I'm sure Clint will jump in on this, but I'm curious from you, Brandon, because I've seen some of the things you've said. Are you worried about CJ?
Yeah, I'm absolutely worried about CJ. Like, and it's not really so much of his confidence, because I feel like that's going to be there. It's really more so about him regressing. Like, not doing, yep. And I got to give you some credit too here, Clint, because you saw this a little bit before I did. We did a show about a month or two ago from one of those Buffalo Wild Wings locations, and you were saying at that time, hey, I need C.J. Stroud to play more like the C.J. Stroud of last year and not like the one of this year. And maybe for me, that critique was ill-timed because I thought he did do that in that more recent game.
I remember what you're talking about, yeah.
But you were speaking to a grander point, a more larger point, and maybe nitpicking a little bit, but saying, hey, these things are issues, and they have, over the week since then, have absolutely manifested themselves in the way in which you were talking about, exactly in the way in which you were talking about. So it's a real issue. I think CJ is still, like, ultra-talented. That's not the problem. But to me, if they don't figure out these offensive line problems, which, by the way, again, it did look a little bit better on Sunday, on Sunday night. If they don't figure that out,
they're all fixable.
We think, but if they don't actually,
we asked B. Scott, not you, D'Amico. But
B. Scott said,
but until you actually fix it,
it ain't all.
You risk at the very least stalling the development of your young quarterback.
Yeah, look, what we saw, the adjustment by Bobby Slowick this week, and it was throughout the game. It just was more successful, obviously, in the first half. As in terms of resulting in points, what Bobby Slowick adjusted, it's a three-pronged problem: offensive line, offensive coordinator, and C.J. Stroud. Bobby Slowick adjusted his play call. In other words, he called more screens, he called more quick games, which forced C.J. Stroud to execute on a different clock, which covered up and masked the mistakes that we've seen in the past from the offensive line. It eliminated the potential of the offensive line getting overwhelmed and C.J. Stroud just getting absolutely pummeled for four quarters. It eliminated that from the equation.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.